Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas, and you can find me on all social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical ideas, strategies, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds. And that means that you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Ryan Floyd. Ryan has helped over 10,000 men and women regain confidence, lose weight, and feel comfortable in their own skin again. He helps busy entrepreneurs lose the extra weight so that they can buy back more time, more clarity, more focus, so you can make more money, have more impact, and change the world. Ryan, welcome to BBAI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
All right. Well, being in the fitness industry, it's very fleeting. So oftentimes we look at it and someone's like, oh man, I need to go lose weight. Well, then the beer truck drives by or the ice cream truck drives by, and all of a sudden their goals, their aspirations to get back in shape and whatnot are gone. Maybe they have a birthday party coming up. So kind of to piggyback on what you said about reaching out to people within the first minute of them inquiring, it allows us to get ahead of the distractions and ahead of the individuals who say they want to lose the weight and get back in shape. And then all of a sudden they get sidetracked, they get tired. So it's for us to be able to capture them in that moment, it's very, very, very crucial.
Yeah. And so talk to me a little bit more about that, because it's that's something I've struggled with my entire life, is staying in shape. Getting there is hard, and staying there is hard. And then when you're not there, that's also hard, you know? And so it's like, you're always on this journey. And sometimes it really comes down to, how do I capture people at the exact right time where they're ready to make that decision? Because we've got so many defense mechanisms in place that keep us from getting there.
Right. And so everybody is ready at a different time, which is partially the hardest part. And so to help maybe like answer your question there, is like, when you have made that decision that you want to make the change or get started, that's the moment to act on. So when we're talking to the people, it's like, hey, would you be opposed to getting started as soon as tonight? Right? Because if we wait till next Monday, start on a Monday, right? If we wait till next Monday and we're on a, and it's a Tuesday, they're not showing up.
That's right.
They're not showing up. So it's a very quick, very fast world that we live in. And what we have to do is get them some wins very, very fast. So when you talk about how do we stay with it, how do we, you get them wins, you celebrate their wins, and you make them make it fun. So they want to come back, because working out kind of sucks sometimes.
Indeed.
It's not always fun. We'd rather be doing a whole lot of other stuff, but we always feel better after we've done it. And so the more we can harp on that, the better. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And so where have you seen specifically with AI in the fitness industry? So obviously communication, speed to lead, making it easier to get the answers that they're looking for. But what are some other kind of applications that, whether you've done it or not, that you've seen where AI has benefited or impacted your industry in some way?
Yes. Yeah, so when the lead comes in, we have trained bots before. It's worked fairly well. It's obviously a real person is going to be able to build the rapport better. So what we want to do is build rapport with our individuals, with the people who are coming in wanting to purchase our program or get started with our program. So our bot starts that rapport, starts to get, all right, what other programs have you tried in the past? How much weight is it that you're wanting to lose? What's been your biggest struggle? All right, so now they can trust us. All right, it's not like, hey, buy my stuff. It's, hey, let's start building that rapport. And then when a human can come take over, a human will take over, and or just let the bot run, depending on what we've got going on, what programs we're running, and what kind of our current team has the capacity to handle. But having a bot's super helpful just to get that initial information, to get them booked in. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And so what would you say, here's the thing about fitness is it's for the most part, like 90% of this is like settled science. You know, there's no real new way to like, eat only bananas on Tuesdays, you know, and try this different exercise. It's all about, if you're trying to lose weight, you're the expert, but I'm assuming that there's some sort of caloric deficit, there's macros, there's all of these other things, but how does AI come in? Do you see it coming in and innovating your industry and maybe making it a little bit easier for people to stay in shape?
So we've seen it slightly, and I've actually had a buddy just cancel his little online membership because he's like, this is way too AI and it didn't work. But the guy who was running it wasn't running it very, very good. And basically, there still has to be a human touch to it, because in the industry, everybody is different. So what works for you doesn't work for somebody else when it comes to staying consistent, right? Maybe you're motivated by tough love. So-and-so is motivated by coddling. Someone over here needs their hand held. Someone needs somebody to show up at their front door, pick them up and take them to the gym. Some people need someone to smack some food out of their hands, right? Everybody needs something completely different, right? And so for us, I've seen AI start to learn some of that. We've used it with some of our nutrition trackers before. Is they will they'll plug in their food groups, and then we can have AI spit out new macros. We can have AI spit out new tasks, new things to be oriented, but again, they're for us, it's we can't let it do everything. And I don't know, you're the expert. Do you think it can get there?
You know, it's a great question. There's this idea of there's this huge fear, and I'm glad you asked me that question. First of all, I don't know. But it opens up this whole conversation that I think a lot of us are wanting to have of, well, can AI truly replace a human being completely, a human experience? And my opinion, not yet.
Yeah.
But we get what I'm calling near human. We're getting a near human experience. Your opening chatbot, it's like almost human, but it's not quite.
Yeah.
And your friend who has the coaching program that was like a lot of AI, it's like, it's near human, but it's not quite.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we can get as close as we can get, but it's just going to get closer and closer and closer. But I don't think that we're anywhere near just a full on like Android replacement of a human to where you can't tell the difference.
Right.
Not for decades, at least.
Right. And yeah, to expound upon like the AI personal trainer, it was, he plugged in his data for the last workout cycle, and it spit out like an all cardio workout regimen, and my friend is never going to do that. Like never going to do that cardio regimen. Yeah. And so I think that's the element that it was missing was
discernment.
So $400 a month gym membership or AI membership canceled because he's like, dude, this is garbage. Not doing this.
And that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing where AI will continue to improve and increase in speed and efficiency and effectiveness for as long as people are developing it. Mm-hmm. But there is this one thing that humans can still do, and for the foreseeable future, we'll be able to do. It is make a judgment call, discernment, empathy to an extent. Mm-hmm. And these are all things that humans will be superior at because machines can't actually perform those things. They can only run programs that mimic the performance of those things.
Yeah.
And if you need to make a judgment call that says, oh, okay, well, you definitely need to run this cardio thing, but I know you're not going to do cardio. And so here's a replacement for you because I understand you and I can make that judgment. That's something that's very, very hard for machines to be able to do. And that's why humans are safe. Leverage AI to augment your productivity, but you can't do a one-to-one replacement, at least not yet.
No, not yet. So it's kind of funny to bring that up, but yeah, how do we mimic and how do we give you a little bit of what you want as well as what you need?
That's a fine line that you toe as a fitness expert.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So oftentimes we sell them what they want and then give them what they need. But AI does, it saves a ton of the front end work. And at the very beginning of getting to know somebody, and the chat bots do a great job with that. And, it's been a big blessing to have. Absolutely.
That's awesome. So I know that you have a brick and mortar fitness studio right there in Wichita, Kansas. And so if anybody happens to be nearby, where can they go to learn more about you and connect with you?
Yeah. So, actually you could go to, Real Ryan Floyd is on Facebook and Instagram, and basically you can reach out to me there. We run some online programs. We mostly run our brick and mortar where we're helping people get back into shape. But Real Ryan Floyd is where you can find me.
Real Ryan Floyd, very good. Hey, we're going to wrap up for here. Thanks so much to our guest Ryan Floyd for coming on and sharing a little bit of practical reasons of how he uses AI in his fitness business and the future and potential of AI for fitness. And you can learn more about what he does and connect with him directly on social media at Real Ryan Floyd. If you run a business of any size and have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI, so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of an employee, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more at anabots.ai. We'll see you next time on Basic Business AI. By the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.